all the patients, clients really wanted to be there. Right. My instructors were very enthusiastic. But I'll tell you, during the initial part, I was like, oh my gosh, biophysics. Oh,
what am I doing? Science of a laser, like freaking out, right?
Yes, what am I doing?
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Hey, Hillary, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. This is so fun because I met you initially, how many years ago?
It'd be 11 years ago.
You took the National Laser Cosmetic Laser two-week program, right?
I sure did.
But let's back it up. Where are you from again?
I'm from Georgia.
South You're a Southern girl.
I am.
There's no accent.
Georgia peach. No. I moved away when I was 17 and finished high school in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places.
And then went to college or?
I went to college at ASU.
Okay. Were you like a student in high school or a party girl or?
No, I was a, I had a fair share of partying, but I was I'm a brainiac.
A brainiac? Yeah. So you mean you got good grades in high school?
I did.
How good?
Over a 4.0 for high school.
Yeah. Wow. That's, I think I was doing 2.5s. Barely make it to class. Okay. So you were a student, you went to college, and were you thinking aesthetics in college? What were you doing in college?
Not at all. I wanted to be in business. In college, I did marketing and communications.
Cool.
And then right out of college, I did business development for a financial company.
Okay. So you were like an office job after college?
Yes. Strictly in front of an office.
Okay. So what was like the day-to-day in the office job?
Walk in the office, turn on my computer, be on the computer until I leave the office.
Okay, so it sounds like it wasn't the dream job.
Not a dream job, not a dream salary.
would it be safe to say that sometimes you'd wake up the morning and you just want to hit the snooze button and kind of sleep in for a couple hours?
Every morning.
Or like, are you waiting for the 5 o'clock bell type thing?
Every day.
Okay, well, that's probably 90% of America, okay?
Yeah.
So at what point after college did you, or I'm sorry, after college, financial marketing job, at what point did you say, I want to do something for myself, something different?
Well, you know, it was circumstantial. So I got pregnant with my daughter.
Okay.
And
so there's like a boyfriend, husband back then? Or?
Yes, a significant other, yes. Okay. And we kind of decided I was going to stay home after my maternity leave.
Were you a young
leave.
Mom or how old were you?
I was. I was 23.
A real young mom. Okay.
Yes. And so I went on maternity leave. I had every intention of coming back, and then I just couldn't.
You wanted
after
to be with
I
the
had
baby,
her.
Right?
I wanted to be with the baby.
Right,
so, we made arrangements. I stayed home.
Okay.
And then I was kind of losing my mind a little
bit.
Well,
how long were you home for with the baby?
Probably about 4 months.
Okay, and that was enough. You want to start working?
That was enough, and I said, I want to go back to work, but I don't want to work full-time. I want to be with her.
Right.
And
right.
So I
were you
started...
thinking, where was the mind going as far as careers and jobs? What were you thinking?
Yeah, so I'd always been into aesthetics on a personal level.
Okay,
loved
just taking
it.
Care of your skin and stuff?
Yes, taking care of my skin, skincare, makeup, all of that good stuff. And I really needed to find something that was flexible, which that would be.
So you didn't want to go to work 9 to 6 every single day because you wanted kid time, baby.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's right. And then I knew what my interests were. And then I also found a program where I could be certified in 2 weeks.
So you love the short course concept.
The short course. So all those things combined really sealed the deal for me.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're saying you didn't want to go back to school and do a 2-year master's.
Right.
I was like, forget it, right?
Right. And then also 2-year master's just to land up probably in the same position I already was.
Or waiting on tables.
Yeah.
I know people spend $50,000 on a master's and nothing.
Right. And then they get nothing. Sure. That's
okay,
right.
So why aesthetics? Why cosmetic lasers? Why National Laser?
So National Laser, because, well, it was down the street from me. So first of all, and then it also had the best reputation. It was the number one thing that popped up on the internet.
Thank you.
And
you're kind. Thank you.
A little plug for you.
Thanks.
but it was quick and I loved it. And I came and I toured and I just had the most amazing time.
Do you remember your experience? It was so long ago.
I do. No, I really do. I remember my instructors. I remember everybody. And I just completely fell in love.
So when you're going through the program, like, what was the best part of the experience? During that program, what made you think, wow, maybe this could be for me?
It was when I got to hands-on. When
clinical.
I got to hands-on and the clinical training, and I just felt so natural, and everybody that came in just really enjoyed being there.
Mm-hmm.
All the patients, clients really wanted to be there.
Right.
My instructors were very enthusiastic. But I'll tell you, during the initial part, I was like, oh my gosh, biophysics, what am I doing?
Science of a laser, like freaking out, right?
Yes, what am I doing? And then as soon as I got into the classroom and did the clinical training,
let's touch base on that, because I talked to so many people that want to get into cosmetic lasers, but they're scared of science and physics. Do you feel you have to be as smart as you to learn the science of how a laser works, or could anybody do it?
Anybody can do it.
Okay.
Anybody can do it. Yes.
Like, give me an example of some simple principle or concept of lasers that anybody could figure out, you know? Like safety stuff. Something about safety or sunshine or Accutaner, those kind of things.
Oh, sure. Well, once you get it really straight in your head, mm-hmm. it's not too hard to understand. The mm-hmm. only thing that's difficult is when they're talking about atoms and how the energy is created. But when the energy leaves the machine, now right. that part's not so bad right. and delivers into the skin.
So what do you say for consumers out there or people getting this? What's the number one thing? If you had to teach one thing about laser safety, what would be the one thing that you should know if you're going to be a laser tech? Like, don't do this, you know?
Skin typing 100%.
Okay, what's skin typing?
Being familiar with different skin types from light to dark and ethnicities and okay. how that factors in. Okay. That's the number one way
so
to keep your clients
safe. So somebody's a darker
safe.
Skin type like Denzel Washington versus lighter like Nicole Kidman, you just treat them a little bit differently.
That's exactly right, in different wavelengths.
Okay, so you graduated from National Laser Institute 11, 12 years ago, and you're working in the med spa world, doctor's world, surgeon's world. Where were you working?
Med spa world okay. for a while. And then now I...
I'm just curious. So when you're in the med spa world, like what kind of treatments were you doing?
So I was doing, hair reduction.
Okay.
IPLs, okay, photofacials. I was also doing vein reduction
cool.
shortly after we got a profractional machine, which is a
stuff, yeah.
hybrid ablative yeah, procedure. Yeah. We were also doing micro laser peels, which is a fully
right. so
ablative
when you first started,
procedure.
What was like your favorite procedure? What was like, wow, this is cool.
You know what? At first it was IPL photofacial okay. and it kind of still is. I love them. Okay. I think they're great.
Just making those age spots go away.
Yes. Huh? Well, also it just makes your skin feel nice and smooth
right,
and you can do them and you can do them all the time. You can all do them once a month forever.
All right. So at that point, when you started working at your first job, you had one kid, two kids?
I had one.
Okay.
And then 2 years later, almost to the day, my son was born.
Okay, so two kids. And, mm-hmm. and how was the early years of childhood? Was it smooth sailing? Or?
Yeah, so Mason, it was not smooth sailing. Okay. He had a rough entry into the world and had four surgeries before
oh, wow.
he was even a year old.
Whoa,
yeah.
a baby with four surgeries.
It was very intense for Whoa. Mom, for dad,
tears,
and for baby.
Sure, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, emotional, yeah.
Yes, that was probably the hardest time in my life.
And he got through. Is he okay now? Or?
He's great now. Oh, you never know.
Good,
He's
good.
Got a soccer game on Saturday.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So you're in the med spa. Was it always working med spas or doc's offices? What kind of jobs through your journey?
It was always medical spas.
Okay, fun. Mm-hmm. Fun. And now I know, I heard through the grapevine, the last couple of years, you've shifted gears from cosmetic lasers to the skincare world. You're
That's
selling
right.
skincare, right?
That's right. So for about 3.5 years now, I've been the Arizona account manager for Elta MD.
Okay, Elta MD. And what exactly is Elta MD?
Elta MD, our claim to fame is we're the number one dermatologist recommended sunscreen
oh,
in the nation.
So mm-hmm. famous for sunscreen.
Famous for sunscreen. We also have a post-procedure line and a skincare line
okay,
as well.
So you, I mean, laser, what a great background to step into skincare with, right?
I'm pretty sure that was the resume.
So what do you do? Do you go to doctor's offices or med spas or who do you talk to?
Yeah, I call on dermatologists, plastic surgeons.
Okay.
Arizona especially has a ton of medical spas, so
okay.
I call on them all day too. And then I also have some other doctors in different specialties that are looking to increase some cash flow in their business. So
awesome.
I've got cardiologists, I've got a bunch of family practice,
very cool.
OBs.
So a lot of people think they get in this world as a cosmetic laser tech or injector and they have to do that forever, but you're living proof that there's different avenues. You can
That's
go from
right.
lasers to skincare to all types of different things out there.
That's right.
So what's the best part about being in the skincare part of the business? What do you like about that?
You know what? I still love the training portion.
Right,
teaching people. I love
right.
teaching my offices about ingredients and
right.
also how to talk to their patients about it uh-huh. and what's important.
I mean, you have amazing skin. I assume you're using the Elta products.
I am. I am.
You probably get it for free.
Okay, right. Yes.
What's your favorite Elta product? Just curious. What kind of product?
My favorite would probably be the UV Elements.
Okay, what is that?
It's a sunscreen.
Okay.
It's zinc and titanium only, so totally chemical free. It has iron oxides for a tint, which gives you blue light protection as well, and
cool.
antioxidants for infrared protection.
You know, just talking to you, you seem happy. You seem like you're loving this aesthetic space. I mean, is this, do you feel like you found your passion?
I do. Yeah, I have absolutely zero intention of leaving.
No more office jobs. No more office jobs.
No.
You're not going to go back to marketing and finance?
No, never. I have thought about branching out, but you know what? It's still been in the aesthetics family.
Right. So do you... I know you're in your 30s now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look like you're 26, but I know you told me you're in
Thank
your 30s,
you so
okay?
Much.
Do you see yourself 5, 10, 20 years down the road still in the aesthetic space?
I do. Yeah, I think my biggest interest is doing maybe some research and development on new
really?
Products.
What
yeah.
would be like the dream 10 years down the road in the aesthetic world?
Probably to create some amazing new product.
To create your
yeah.
own skincare line.
Yeah.
Like, what would we call it?
Or for a company, but...
The Hillary line.
Got a great ring to it.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking about one of my passions in life, which is kind of like design and fashion. I'm noticing you have the coolest shoes ever, the zippers. And I feel like we're matchy-matchy. I feel like we got the memo today because I got the zippers, you got the zippers. This podcast was meant to me today. Okay, so this is so cool. So you went from smart high school kid Mom, office job, you hated it. I want to do something for myself. You like the aesthetic world. You stumbled into National Laser. You found your calling. You found your passion, lasers, aesthetics. Now you found something you want to do for the rest of your life. That is so awesome because some people spend a lifetime in that office job. So
it's true.
Yeah, I always tell
And you know what? It was quite a leap too to decide I was going to be after
scary,
4 years,
right?
At 4 years of education to, you know, bring on another student loan and make a decision to do that.
Scary, isn't
I was terrified and with an infant.
Yeah.
But it was the best decision I've ever made. I've literally never looked back.
For people out there considering a new career, maybe they're in your shoes in the past. They're doing a job and it's just a job to pay the bills and they've got a passion. They want to try something new, but they're scared like you are. What advice would you give them?
Well, I would tell them to do their homework, make sure it's the right fit for them, right? But after that, I would say just go for it.
Chase your passion.
Just go for it, because you would rather say, well, I tried, than I wish I would have done that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been awesome. Thank you for your time. I love your journey, and congratulations on your success.
Thanks, Lou.
And you look amazing. Nice to see you again. Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.